Hood, taken into custody. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. A Tupelo, Mississippi airport employee now faces charges after stealing a plane and threatening to crash it into a local store.
28-year-old Corey Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and making a terroristic threat after taking the private plane just after 5 a.m. and subsequently threatening to crash it into a local Walmart, which was then evacuated. Patterson also posted an apparent suicide message on social media several hours later while flying over the area. Patterson eventually landed in a field. Local law enforcement does expect him to face federal charges as well. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And NASA's Artemis 1 launch has been postponed again.
Engineers detected the leak where an 8-inch fuel line meets the rocket. It injects super cold hydrogen fuel into the rocket's fuel tank. They decided to stop the fueling briefly, warm it up, and then manually restart the process to see if the leak appeared once again, and so NASA called this second launch attempt off. So the question now is, when will they try again? Well, theoretically, they could try as early as Monday or Tuesday.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. Meanwhile, continued fighting in Ukraine keeps the threat of nuclear disaster looming.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest nuclear power plant, is once again offline after shelling damaged a power line. This is according to Russian authorities occupying this area. The experts are currently assessing the threat, evaluating the situation for employees, and then will write up a full review. Russia's defense ministry today claims that Ukrainian forces tried to land near the facility overnight. Also, late last night, Russian rockets hit the eastern town of Kramatorsk, the city even urging all residents who are still there to evacuate.
Fox's Alex Hogan. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Agents at the U.S.-Mexico border rescued migrants attempting to cross the Rio Grande on Thursday while finding dead bodies in the process.
37 migrants were safely pulled from the Rio Grande River, but in doing so, authorities recovered the bodies of those 8 migrants who had died trying to cross, and that included children. 53 people in total were apprehended, and the toll weighs heavily beyond the border as those 2 Mexican nationals, they've been charged with the murder of North Carolina Sheriff's Deputy Ned Byrd. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed that suspects Alder Alfonso Marin Sotelo and Arturo Marin Sotelo had entered the country illegally after being deported once before. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that 300,800 migrants have been apprehended so far.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. And shark activity is being reported along New York beach towns during a popular weekend for boaters and jet skiers.
It's one of the busiest boating and beach weekends across the country, and they are ramping up patrols. They're out in full force. There are nearly 50 Marine Bureau officers that will be on patrol looking out for sharks. People operating recklessly on those boats, and also boaters and jet skiers who could be in distress. There was also an unusual amount of shark activity here on the East Coast throughout the summer. They had a bite, several of them actually, like 6 bites just here on Long Island alone. We came out for quite a few of those as well.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. And officials in Chicago hope to surge public safety personnel this weekend, fearing a track record for violence over the holiday.
We have to keep safety top of mind.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown saying that the department will have sufficient resources to try and keep the peace in Chicago this weekend.
We fight violence, we remove guns off the streets of Chicago every day, and we will be just as vigilant this weekend.
CPD moving desk duty cops to the streets, specifically downtown, transit hubs, and parks. During Memorial Day weekend in Chicago, more than 50 people were shot and 9 were killed.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.